Back. It is for the back. No? No.
No, it seems to work.
It doesn't.
No, sorry,
it's pretty cool. You look kind of like Rambo.
I think that works.
All right, hold on.
That
Come
look
on.
Works
for
you.
Another game.
Look, see, this way I can't fall off. I think that's...
You're welcome to do that every night.
Okay.
Okay, I'll use the PowerPoint, I guess. How was that? Was that fun?
Yeah. Very fun.
Okay. I forgot to tell you the minutes, but I will do. Oopsie daisy.
All right. Okay.
You guys first with your prototype. We'll probably get good news.
Yeah, there's good news.
We have budget problems.
Oh.
I'm afraid you're all sack. Oops. You have a presentation to make?
No, not mine.
Your show.
Maybe we should bring in the camera to something.
Okay, sure. We made three for you.
Oh.
One's based on the banana, one's based on the tomato, and the other one is... Look. Oh yeah, well yeah, we had some red left over. Okay, so this is the no buttons one, or as few buttons as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly speak recognition. The yellow there is the slogan, yeah, that we need to incorporate. It's very simple. If you do need buttons, you can flip it over and there's some there.
Okay.
But mainly it's speech recognition.
Okay, so the buttons would be like individual users.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They might project things onto the screen, which you can do on there. I'm not sure about that. And this one is the one more like the one that we looked at earlier.
Right.
Yeah, you guys can have a look at that if you want.
Well, I like the feel of it.
Yeah, sure. That one is, oh no, it's Delicum. It's already got its stand, that one, that's its stand. It does also lie flat, but that's that yellow stand there represents the charging stand.
Okay.
The black on the back is the slogan.
Okay, nice and obvious.
Yeah, that one, well, we did think of that.
Up, I guess.
Yeah, if it's standing up, it's on there. But also we're going to have the company name on the front, which is the little black kind of line in the middle.
Okay,
so, and that's the transmitter, the LED thing. These are the two scroll ones, which we thought could be channel up and down and volume up and down. We weren't sure about putting them there because it could get bashed. Yeah, well, if you hold it, you can welcome to hold it. It does actually feel quite ergonomic if you've got small hands. obviously, I don't think that's real size to be in, because it would have to be a bit bigger. Okay. That's a speaker at the top, so you can speak into it like a little walkie-talkie as well for speech recognition. Then the buttons. Kind of self-explanatory, just buttons, whatever you need them. Try to keep it simple. Oh, that's the charging base prongs at the bottom. We used those as tools and tried to that.
Right,
and then the big red button in the middle is the on and off one. It's not in the traditional place,
no.
But it's quite an obvious place.
Excellent.
So there we go. And we have the banana.
Oh yeah.
Waste one too.
I suppose for the younger audiences.
Okay.
A more friendly type of
Barney the banana.
Right, right. It's to induce more television watching, I suppose.
Excellent. Just what you
Yeah.
Sort of Loch Ness banana.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, yeah. Oh, nice to have options, please.
Yeah. So, are there any improvements or issues?
It
or
oh, there are issues. Oh, there are issues.
Just let it lie down while it's down.
Main problem that we have, unfortunately, being finance.
Oh.
As it's entering the evaluation criteria. Unfortunately, the unit we are currently going to produce, minus the extra scroll buttons, it's going to cost us 14.6 euros.
Oh.
So we have to
left.
Sorry, I've accidentally highlighted somehow. So basically, in order to save our 2 euros, I was thinking that we could have essentially the same shape, but just have it flattened.
Mm-hmm. More like a traditional remote control.
Yeah, I mean, it's already got a kind of cool shape,
mm-hmm.
so but it wouldn't have to be curved sort of
mm-hmm.
in and out. And by doing so, oh no, hold on, doesn't save us quite as much. I don't know what's going on with this again.
Well, why is the double curved two of them?
Oh, good point.
And double curve on both sides? Curve on? Yeah, this
That's
is double curve.
So curve.
This
is
double curve.
Like
this one is single curve.
Mm.
This is single curve, this is curve on both sides. So double curve.
No, I think it means double curved as in
like an S shape.
Like a, so it's got a single curve on that bottom half, and the double curved would be if it was that similar curve.
Okay.
Okay, I might be wrong.
Like this, one curve on this side, one curve on that side.
I don't think that counts as a curve. I think that's just a shape.
Okay.
The curvature is like the is the case.
Okay.
That's the biggest expense.
Yeah, and why I've got it too, I don't know. I can't seem to select anymore. However.
Well, we can work around that.
Mm-hmm.
But you think it should be one?
It's meant to be one, yeah. I don't know why I put two in there. But hold on until I find it. I think this shift button might be stuck again. Yeah. And the shift button's stuck. Okay, so that would take away three, which would give us. Oh, that's fine. It's 11,
cool.
11 euros 60.
Cool. So we could even add something.
We could, oh, not quite
fire
have a scroll
wheel,
unfortunately. What?
Fire the accountants. okay, that thing's. If you click back in that bottom right cell where you're starting from,
yeah,
and use the arrow keys.
Yeah, no, it just extends it as well.
You can do one thing. Then you just select one box outside. Yeah, this box. Then move it to the next box. This. Okay.
One of the buttons is sticking. I don't know what that's.
Okay, just a minute. Okay. Now move it.
No, it's because the shift button is stuck.
Is
it
the other shift button maybe?
Can we ask for a technique?
That's fine. We've worked out what it would be anyway.
Did you try both shift buttons? It could be
yeah. Cancel. No, never mind. right, so that's finances. I don't know what can we reckon we could add?
Well, maybe we could add something, but maybe if. What
of
do
course,
you.
That's our, that's,
we're
that's
trying to
our
save money,
we've got.
So. Yeah.
So.
If we're happy with the design, there's no point spending money if we don't have to. But if there is anything you think we've missed out there, then you know, feel free to add it. Maybe. I mean, obviously, it would be bigger, so there might be more space for the slogan on the front. Because it's
yeah,
not in an
yeah.
ideal place right now.
That's okay, so project evaluation we have on the draft at Euros 50. Project process, how do you think that went? Are we happy?
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah, I think we have a winning project.
Okay.
I think it went quite smoothly.
Room for creativity, were you happy with that?
Well, I think we were very creative.
No, I mean, I think it means sort of individually.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, groovy. So, we're just going to, yeah, okay. Teamwork, leadership, sorry.
Excellent
great
leadership.
You're all getting a raise. Teamwork, I thought that man. Yeah,
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 everyone got enough input, I think.
And, well, means, yeah,
yeah.
The technical
yeah.
stuff was brilliant. Let's
yeah.
buy more. Right. None of the ones that my ideas found means, to be honest.
Yeah, these are new ideas, like glow in the dark or something like that. We discussed all the new ideas, but of course we couldn't reach any proper goals. We couldn't use these data strong, but we are using these scroll buttons like this.
Mm-hmm.
These are new ideas and new shapes, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just general thumbs up for all of us then. That kind of, unfortunately, is too quick.
Okay. Well.
I suppose, yeah. So let's talk about our bonuses and the raises we're getting.
That's it.
I think another couple of days holiday pay well in order for all of you. Super famous. Lucky thing. Oops. Maybe we should start cleaning up the clay.
Yeah, maybe.
We could go back in, but it's reusable.
These frames shouldn't be on there.
Something
I don't know what it says, but it's really, really annoying.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Have you
used
it?
I have, yes.
Huh?
Oh, right, okay, you've got more.
Oh, you got a presentation, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't bother to tell me that on this thing. Doesn't tell me. Oh, you do know.
We're going to evaluate ourselves. We thought we were great.
Yeah. Love to eat that
like
now. Kind of a green banana now. It's this as well, sorry, we forgot to mention, we've made out of kind of a rubbery latex new material that we've got.
Okay, hold on. Do you need blue?
I've got some.
It's fun to touch.
Yeah. Oh, could you pass the tomato, please? Sorry.
So now is the final evaluation of our product.
Mm-hmm.
How we are going to, means, at what standard, whether it meets our standards or not, what rating we will give to these products. So of course this will be a teamwork. We together have to decide what rating we will give to this product and everything. So, but methodology I will tell you on what basis we are going to discuss all this. we will give the rating to this product based on the user requirements, whether it meets the user requirements or not, this product. Then trends, whether it is as per the latest fashion trends or not. Means because we have already said that people do prefer fashionable things nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So this is also an important factor for evaluation also. Then marketing strategy of the company. As we have already discussed that our company is quite reputed in the market, not only in terms of providing quality products, not only in providing latest technologies, but also in terms of providing environmental. But also in terms of providing environmental safe products, keeping in mind all the safety issues. So now comes the criteria rating with 7-point scale. I'm having this scale.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do it on a board.
Okay.
Do you have the marker to the board?
There it is.
These are the three criteria for the evaluation of our product.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, comes user requirement. So we will see whether this product meets all the user requirements or not. I would like to have your views. What do you think? Whether it meets all user requirements or not?
I think, yeah, it did. It had all the basic buttons that they needed, as well as the new technology that people said they wanted.
The user requirement is essentially just to operate.
Does it work?
TV,
so.
So what rating do you personally?
I would say 7.
7.
7's good, yeah, isn't it? I can't. True or false? No, sorry, 1
yeah.
is true.
1 is means highest ranking.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think highest ranking is.
No, it's like true is one end, false is the other.
Okay, so 1.
So it's 1 for your point of view.
Yep.
And what do you say,
industrial
expert?
It's hard to know.
You can tell her on the, like, I think she has given her views on the basis of design because she was a very interface expert. But you can give your views based on technology, whether the technology meets the requirements of the customers or not.
I think it might even exceed it. But I guess there's kind of a shortage of buttons. So I'm going to give it a 2.
And what about you, Brian?
Oh, I'll go for 1. Basic requirements of the project.
For me personally, it is everything fine, It may be having good design, it may be meeting all the requirements of the customers, like technology wise, price wise. But there is one thing which limits the customers, like we are having only two, three designs. Like we are having one banana design, and the other one is orange, and
yellow.
yellow, orange. And the third one is what you get, that is not of the food. But if a person doesn't like banana or orange, you are limiting him.
Uh-huh.
No, don't buy our product because we like this only.
Okay.
So we are showing our preference for particular fruits, two or three kinds there, and
fruit is.
Yeah.
Is that not trends?
No. Personally, as a marketing expert, I don't believe that because whatever companies, they launch their products in the shape of fruits, they give a range of products, a range of shapes. Like if we see, look at the smallest thing, Toffee's chocolates. They give a variety of different
mm-hmm.
things. Some children like to buy banana shape, some apple shape, some even pineapple shape, some orange shape.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't know means what shape a person will like. So in this case, giving only one or two choices, we are limiting our customers. And
uh-huh.
by limiting them, we are limiting our sales, limiting our profit also.
But in electronics, I think it's not always quite so, you don't always have so many choices as with chocolate. I think, you know, if you're going to buy a TV, maybe a company will have, that you're going to choose from, a company will have two or three choices, but they're different designs. We're coming up with one product.
Maybe, okay, but...
No, I mean, obviously
I
your opinion, I'm just trying to...
won't give it rating beyond three.
Okay.
So, we can... Yeah, on an average we can think 3 or 4. Maybe 3 or 4? No, sorry. It should
six.
Be
6. 5 or 6.
What are we doing?
No, sorry.
Adding them
we
up?
We are doing very wrong things. Yeah, we are taking everything and then we are taking it very wrong. Yeah, 3, 4, 4 to 6, 7, 7. Yeah, exactly. So we can say 1 or 2.
Okay.
And because it is 1.8,
oh,
just reaching 2, so we will.
Okay, yeah.
So, what about the trends?
Explain what you want to do.
Sorry?
How conforms to the current trends?
Yeah, again, the fashion trends, this also like whether it will be fashionable to have these products in the as a fruit shape or something.
Okay. Well, going on the specifications that we had, that fruit and vegetables are quite popular and that people like something that is good to look at and not many buttons, I would give it, well, because it's hard to make a fruit good to look at that looks cool, you know? So I would actually give it a 3 or 4, I'm not sure. 3, go for 3.
Yeah. As far as the technology, it's got the latest trends in speech technology, but it's missing the screen, as you said. It does have push buttons, or the scroll buttons, but it doesn't have that fancy solar power, or the vibrating energy mechanism. So I'll give it a 4. I'll give it kind of middle of the road.
Yeah, I'm sort of pretty, just the fruit does me in. I mean, it might be trendy to some, but I'm just not swallowing the fruit. So,
yeah.
I would have liked to have seen the LCD screen, really. So yeah, I'd say about 4 as well.
Personally, I think that in terms of trends, these products are quite good. Like these products are in fruit shape because that people now, our fashion trend shows that people like everything. Everything is being advertised, like clothes, shoes, and everything is being advertised in the form of fruits and vegetables. So getting them some or showing some association with them. So and in this way, our product is good. And the second thing, now people don't want any complicated or bulky project, and ours is quite simple and quite handy.
Mm-hmm.
So that is also that our product meets the fashion trends of the market. And yes, it is 1G also, so they can play the deep, deep strike too. So then I think maybe I can give it to. So hopefully, I think. So we can. Is it fun? So, what about company strategy?
The company strategy, okay. There was a lot of discussing, that was good. I feel I got my say. So I'd give the company strategy a 2.
Well, I think the remote control conforms to the company strategy.
Okay.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
Is it? Okay. Okay, so 1 or 2? What? Okay, just give it 2, it's fine.
So, what were you then?
Yeah, we pretty much kept to the company strategy, so I would go for a 1, as we not only kept it, but we were limited by it.
Mm.
Yeah. Me also like this product, this made-sole company strategy, like our product should be as per customer's requirement, as per latest technology, and it should be environmental safe. So since our product needs all these requirements, so I would also prefer to give it 9.1.
One.
So we can say 2 or 1. Overall, we are getting to 5K something, but we can round it as 2.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think overall, the evaluation of our product is quite good.
Cool.
So we can launch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So probably have to write up a couple more forms and everything.
Yeah. I've got a report to write, so.
Mm-hmm.
I like my job.
Yeah, with the claim.
Nurses in project. Okay, cool. I'll get rid of the